definitely human.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and everything is different now.
Whoa.
And it's kind of a little bit intimidating, but really cool.
Yeah, we're rebooting the show.
Yeah, it's all new, all different, extreme.
Yeah, we have a new extreme theme tune.
Yep, that's our official theme tune now. And
yeah.
We're weekly. We're a weekly show now.
That's
right?
An incredibly extreme frequency to put a show out. Yeah, we talked about whether we're going to go for a gritty reboot, mm-hmm. where, you know, you would be out for revenge and I would be a drug addict detective trying to get access to his kids through family court.
But the problem was that wasn't different enough. We're trying to change things up here.
So yeah, it's now a weekly show.
And that's all there is to say about that.
That's pretty extreme, though. I think it's a pretty extreme change. I think if you've been on the journey so far, and it has been a journey, then you probably feel like you've been thrown about a little bit right now. But it's okay.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Oh!
Maybe.
So, what biscuit are we reviewing this week, Dave?
Well, David, I'm glad you asked, because otherwise it'd be hard to get into the show. The Maryland chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And as always, we'll be reviewing them on three categories. So mm-hmm. it's sort of our first impressions of the, you know, the biscuit and the packaging, the taste. The texture, including the dunkability, and the biscuitness.
Yeah, those are the main
inherent
things.
Inherent biscuity qualities.
Yeah. So that hasn't changed.
No, but it was pretty extreme to start off with. let's have some extreme facts about the Maryland cookies.
Okay.
Fact number one, it's a really boring biscuit. And it's
good one to start off with this new extreme look that we're going with.
There's like hardly any interesting information about it.
I mean, is it a biscuit? Because it's called a cookie. It says right there on the packet, it's a cookie.
I think that cookies and biscuits, they're part of the same genealogy. They're part of the same, they come from the same tree.
That's what I thought up until now, but like this biscuit Maryland is sort of presenting itself as a cookie. Is it a British biscuit?
It's British, yeah. So it was a British biscuit company bought the recipe from America in 1956. That's one of two facts I have. So it's also not expected. I thought it was going to be like quite, because I knew they were a British cookie, but I thought they'd be more modern than that. Mm-hmm. That maybe it's like a 90s thing or 80s thing where everyone's like, yeah, America, radical dude. And then they brought out some cookies to capitalize on that. But no, they were well ahead of the game.
But it still is capitalizing on the idea of America, right? Because they're branding themselves as a cookie.
They brand themselves as a cookie and they're called Maryland, which is
exactly
based
right.
in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still a biscuit, though. A cookie and a biscuit. I think they're effectively the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm going to stick with the cookie thing because it ties in with my costume. And without that kind of link to cookiness and sort of America, my costume doesn't quite work.
Okay.
So I need to kind of like, I feel like I need to come down hard on the whole cookie aspect of it.
So you're glad that I wasn't like, no, it's a biscuit.
Yeah, please don't take this away from me.
Okay.
Because I've gone a bit sort of, you know, a little bit different with my costume choice this week. This time I've gone quite outlandish with it. I'm dressed as the Cookie Monster.
Okay, that's what that is. Right, okay then.
What, did you not? This is like did an iconic look. Did you make this on yourself? No, I had to. Well, here's the thing. There's not actually that many sort of official Cookie Monster costumes out there. I don't know why, if it's like a kind of, they're trying to protect their image or something. So obviously from the Sesame Street. Yeah, so I had to kind of go with something that was almost, but not quite the Cookie Monster.
Okay.
So the eyes are kind of slightly different sizes. You know, it's not quite the same blue.
Yeah.
It's more sort of purpley, I guess.
It's more like an off-brand Cookie Monster. You look a bit like a mascot which has been designed for an insurance company. Which they put out in some ads. And no one understands, well, they've got this like purple monster selling insurance, but they paid a company a lot of money to come up with it, and they're kind of stuck with a lot of monster merchandise now. But I like it.
For the sake of the show.
I like it, yeah.
It is, let's just say it's the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of connection to Maryland cookies other than the whole cookiness of the cookies. So just let me have this one. Maybe.
No, I think that's good.
It was quite hard to like get this costume, and it's a very hot costume because it's just full body furry suit. Like,
yeah. You look quite uncomfortable already.
I have one fun fact about the Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Which is that in the Sesame Street TV show, the Cookie Monster, obviously very well known for eating cookies.
Yes.
The cookies that he ate, obviously they couldn't actually eat real cookies because it's like oily and gross or whatever. So he was actually eating rice cakes.
Really?
Yeah. So the Cookie Monster was eating fake cookies, which I think is appropriate because we're about to eat Maryland cookies. So it all kind of like ties in together.
Early shot in the Maryland.
I'm coming in with a bit of prejudice on this one, I have to say.
And also destroying people's childhood memories as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, that as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So those are the two aims of the show, if you haven't listened before.
I'm already feeling much better about my costume. Talk us through your costume.
Okay. So this week, in the past, I've had similar costumes. Today...
Similar?
My costume and today's biscuit, it's just perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dressed as someone who shows the kind of the value and the importance of cookies, because this person learned a lesson from a cookie that would shape America in the latter half of the 20th century.
What are you talking about?
I'm dressed as Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
And cookies, it turns out, were a formative part of his life. They're very kind of, you know, they shaped who he was. I'll read out this extract. Nixon aide John Sears heard from the former president, Nixon stole a cookie from a freshly baked plate his mother had made. When Hannah asked her son whether he had eaten a cookie, quote, he didn't know any better than to say yes, and she beat the daylights out of him. But Richard Nixon learned one thing from that. That was a lifelong lesson to him. Namely, the benefit of saying whatever would suit him best, regardless of the truth. From that day, Nixon inclined towards deception of his parents and those closest to him, despite the strong religious and moral environment he was exposed to. So...
I feel so close to Nixon right
exactly.
Now.
The more I learn about this guy, the more I like him.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for that cookie encounter, Richard Nixon might not have become a habitual liar. So he might not have become president. And we would not have got to enjoy Frost Nixon and all the cheap gags we make at his expense.
Yeah.
So God bless cookies and God bless America.
God bless America. That's a pretty good reason. And you've also made me like Nixon a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, that's the third objective of the show, is to humanize Richard Nixon and rehabilitate his his reputation.
Do you have any more facts? Or
I have one more fact. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Okay. The Maryland brand is valued at £49 million as of December 2012.
Wow, what a fun
I told you there was not a lot of information, not many interesting things about Maryland cookies. So those are all my facts gone.
Yeah. Fuck this biscuit already. Like, we haven't even started, and like,
yeah.
That's the new edgy thing that we're doing with this reboot, right?
We're
coming in hard, you know, no more Mr. Nice Guys.
And it's definitely not because we are jaded from the experience we've had so far and we're carrying a lot of hurt and a lot of baggage. No.
There's no hurt inside me or you. We're fine.
Absolutely not.
Why do people keep asking? We're fine.
Listen to how happy we are. You can hear the smiles. Okay, then let's get into the taste of these biscuits. Cookies. I will try and call them cookies at every juncture. I'll use their proper name.
So hot in this costume.
Okay, so the packaging, it's colorful. It's like shiny red with a bit of yellow.
Red, yeah.
And the font's like, oh, look how burned we are. But other than that, I don't know. It's a bit
garish.
Yeah, and it's just like the cookie feels like it's a pretty small picture of a cookie.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're embarrassed by it.
Yeah, what are they hiding?
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, guys, look at this. This is big show. What are you actually trying to sell? Oh, just cookies. For all its color, there's not a lot to it.
And it feels kind of small and sort of pathetic and limp in the hand.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck this cookie.
I mean, you're still being a professional about this, right, David?
Yeah, obviously.
I'm not bringing, a load of prejudice.
No, I'm going to be very objective about this, obviously.
Because I'm not, because I got a lot of prejudice, so good thing one of us.
Extreme.
I just, whenever someone gets some Maryland cookies, I mean, I'll eat them, but I'm always a bit like, because I just don't think they're very good, generally.
Are you kind of insulted by your friends if they...
I just think they've got no imagination. Yeah. And I wonder, why are we even friends? What are you bringing to the table here, you know? Because I'm bringing a lot, obviously,
have you sort of
my personality.
Have you brought that up with your friends?
No, I just ghost them. I just... It doesn't smell great.
Oh, God. It's a strong smell, but it's a very cheap smell, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing about this. It's like in this big kind of garish red shiny packet, and it's got a very kind of cheap perfume on.
It's a bit of a floozy, isn't it?
It is a bit of a floozy. Yeah, I think so. But here's the thing. After the chocolate Leibnitz, which is the last biscuit we actually reviewed, maybe this is what we need.
Well, we need a floozy.
Maybe this is kind of our
rebound
biscuit.
We need
some
of the strong come on. Yeah, okay, maybe.
Because okay. I'm not, after the chocolate Leibnitz, I'm not asking for much from a biscuit now. You know, I just want kind of like a short time.
You just want a bit of fun.
Yeah, I just want a bit of fun.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be substantial.
Cheap and nasty fun.
But I don't think you can't review the biscuit relative to the last biscuit.
No,
you had.
I know.
That's
something that old David and David would do from the old show.
The unprofessional idiots that they are.
Morons. I hated those guys.
Okay. First person is looking at it. I don't know. It does look like a cookie, but it's just, they're
very,
pretty small as well, aren't they?
Very small.
In your giant hands, that must, it must be like, for a normal person, what it's like to hold a penny, you know?
Yeah, it is weird. It looks fake, right? It looks like a fake cookie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it looks like a plastic. Yeah, it looks like something from a child's play set or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like is it an imitation cookie? That's kind of the vibe I get from Maryland. It's not an authentic American cookie.
It's because it's British, right?
Bingo. I mean, you know, maybe I'll surprise us. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a cookie by its appearances.
I don't understand why people say that. Of course you should judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, it doesn't really hold up these days.
It doesn't make sense.
Especially now that
all.
We have pictures on books either, as well, you know.
And like people as well, like maybe that guy like off his face wielding a knife is just like, maybe he just wants to be friends with me. Maybe I should go and say hello.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should judge him by his cover.
Yeah, and run away.
Exactly.
Okay.
And run away from most encounters with people.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Okay, then. I'm going to go for a bite.
Okay. Oh, no, no, no. What?
Sorry. No, it's good. Stay in character. I like it.
It's just how I normally eat. It's
been Richard Nixon to it as well. It's just fucking nothing, isn't it? It's just like the cookie itself. It's got like a cardboardy aftertaste.
Yeah, you can taste the sawdust.
Yeah. The only good part is the chocolate chips, and I feel like if you got to lean on your chocolate chips, then you fucked up, son.
That's just always been your motto. You always say that.
Yeah, it has almost no aftertaste. You get a little bit of chocolate, but other than that, there's like almost no aftertaste.
There is kind of like a, there's a bit of an aftertaste, but it's kind of that cheap kind of... It's kind of like a weird kind of dry taste on the back of your throat.
You really taste the cardboard, don't you?
You really do, yeah. I don't want to like jump ahead or anything like that because we're extreme, but we're not that extreme.
Mm.
But like, I wonder if this is a biscuit or a cookie that will benefit from a dunk because on its own, this is bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad on its own. It is kind of not very enjoyable, really.
It's actually unpleasant. I really want to take a drink now just to wash the taste away from my mouth.
Yeah, because there's been other biscuits where, you know, they're a bit disappointing, a bit lackluster, but I think it's the first one I'm like, actually, it's kind of gross.
See, I think it does have an aftertaste, and the aftertaste is just kind of the lingering grossness in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to get it out. It's like,
Oh, I'm sorry, you have to wait to the next round.
I know.
You've got to keep professional. Okay, we got rules. The rules is rules.
Fuck this cookie. Yeah, I hate this thing.
This is a really poor start. I thought that because we went in pretty hard to start off with. So expectations were low, 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 low. Mm-hmm. So I thought it doesn't have to do much to kind of surprise me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's failed. It's failed. We set the bar incredibly low. We basically dug a ditch and put the bar in the ditch. And the Marylanders run up to the ditch and fallen in the ditch. And it wasn't a big ditch either. It wasn't a wide one.
But it's like broken its ankle while it's down there.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's whining that it wants help to get up. So I go and help it and it pulls me in and now I've got a broken ankle as well. And I wish I just hadn't got bloody involved in the first place. Yeah, this is not good. You ready to score it?
I gotta think about this.
Okay. Why?
Because I want this new reboot to be kind of like we're coming in like with kind of a more of a fun sort of cool attitude.
Extreme.
We're radical, we're hip.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah.
Because we didn't want to be like, okay, let's pick things up. We've been too morose. We've been too kind of like, you know, grimdark. It's been the darkest universe before.
And we've done whereas most reboots are gritty, we've gone the other way. We've gone from Christopher Nolan's Batman to the Joel Schumacher Batman, you know?
Yeah.
We got nipples on our outfits and everything, you know? It's extreme. Woo! Yeah.
And I don't want to start off our new extreme look with such a miserable score, but if it feels like a one to me. Like, it's as bad as, like, I mean, it's worse than a digestive.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
It's worse than a chocolate digestive, which I didn't think would be something that I would ever say out loud.
No. Something I'm kind of finding, I've almost finished my first cookie because, you know, it's kind of an ordeal getting through it.
Yeah.
The chocolate chips, though, are really nice, but that's because the surrounding biscuit is so shit.
Mm.
It's a bit like, you know, being in the desert and then finding a pool of like tepid water. Normal circumstances, that water is disgusting, all right? Because you're in the desert and you're desperate for something, it tastes like, you know, the finest wine you've ever had. Same
so,
thing.
So not just good water, but now wine it tastes like.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm stuck in the desert with Jesus. He was like, you need to come on this challenge. God's got a challenge for you. I was like, okay, Jesus, let's go. But then he got lost as well. And they were just wandering in the desert.
Save it for the other podcast.
They were priced as Jesus adventures. Yeah. But yeah, you're right though. I feel, I'm kind of annoyed at it as well. Because like you said, we've put a lot of effort into rebooting the show and coming up with this kind of extreme angle, kind of positive.
We've got fun costumes on now. It's not like the serious kind of like historical figures that I've done before. I'm the fucking cookie monster.
Yeah.
I'm like a fun cookie. What does he say? Waka waka.
You know? Exactly, you know? And I turned out dressed as Richard Nixon, but on a skateboard, you know?
You didn't mention that part earlier. Was that just for my benefit?
That was for your benefit. Yeah. It was
I'm really enjoying it.
You know, it kind of adds the ambiance, you know? It's one of those things you don't have to tell people, they can just feel it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just comes across the atmosphere. And I feel like a fucking idiot. It's like you've thrown a surprise party for someone. And, you know, everyone's gone to a lot of effort to get the house ready, to get everything good. You know, this is going to be, you know, a really big celebration. And just walk through the doors, surprise! And they're like, no, hello.
Okay.
It's like, well, you know, I wish I hadn't bothered.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I'm trying now to kind of like maybe it's not a one. Because I don't want my first score of this new show to be so low. Maybe I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Okay.
Because, and it doesn't, like, fuck this cookie, but, like, I just for me.
Yeah.
For me and for my benefit to, like, make it better for me so that I can get through this, I'm not going to be Mr. Negative.
You're just going to give it a massively below average score.
Yeah. But not the worst score.
No.
Which is pretty good for me.
Yeah. Okay, that kind of puts me in a bind now because I was going to give it 1.5 as well.
Okay.
Because I feel like the chocolate chip does a little bit to redeem it. I've already explained why that shows how weak it is that it relies on the chocolate chips. But nevertheless, I still enjoy the chocolate chips. And like you, you know, I don't want to kind of be, you know, negative Nigel on the first episode, first reboot episode of the Extreme International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, Extreme.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else can I do though, you know? I'm in a box here. I'm like saying to the cookie, help me out, give me something. You know, I'm like his lawyer in court, just being like, you've got to give me something to get you off this charge of like, and it's just multiple like, murders.
And it's just like, I did it. I don't know what to say. I did it.
I did it. I was there. I've got the second knife I used as well. If you want to put the fucking knife away, I'm trying to get you off. And it's doing itself no favors. I'm giving it every opportunity, but it's doing itself no favors. I'm searching deep in my heart right now to see if I've got anything more to give it.
Oh, don't look there. Of all places, don't look there.
Oh boy, there's nothing there. No. I'm going to have to go. Doubly bad because it's going to get a low score and I'm going to have to give the same score as you, 1.5.
I know how much you hate doing things the same as me.
Exactly, I know.
We already have the same name and you're just trying to kind of like...
That sticks in my craw every day.
I hate it so much.
Okay, so after an absolute shit show of the first round on the new Extreme! International Worldwide Globus podcast, we're now going to look at the texture of the Maryland cookie, which includes testing how well it dunks, as always. So the texture looks a little bit like dry cement.
Yeah, it really does. The sort of image of a cookie, right, is quite, you know, they're always like quite big. They're sort of gooey.
But I think that's my biggest beef with these things calling themselves cookies, you know, let alone the fact they're so shit. Is that the, you know, yeah, I'm thinking of cookies as being like soft and gooey and warm, you know?
Whereas are small and hard.
And stingy.
And they sort of like quite dusty. It all just comes off in your hands when you're holding it. I actually don't want to put it in my mouth. I know I
do it for the show.
I know I have to, but...
you're a professional or not, David?
I am a professional.
Okay, then. What a pro, this guy. I am honored to work with him.
Oh, it's everywhere. It just exploded in like a shower of dust. Okay, I'll go for another bite. It's really gross.
It's not. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go for a dunk. It's not the worst dunk ever that we've come across because, you know, it holds together. And it absorbs a nice amount of liquid. And I say the taste does improve, but that's because it just kind of melts away the dry dust that chocolate chips are embedded in.
I think it's
in.
An improvement.
Oh, it is an improvement. It is an improvement. Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of damning it with faint praise a little bit, but it's better.
Yeah.
It's better than it was. I think a big part of it is, you're right, the taste is muffled.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate because the taste is bad.
Exactly. So. It feels like it doesn't feel right to give it points for that. You know?
Well, maybe, but I mean, perhaps these cookies are meant to be dunked. And so what they've done is they've kind of gone overboard on the taste, knowing that it would kind of like dissipate in the tea.
Why not just make them? Because they don't taste. The only reason they taste better is because you can taste more of the chocolate, I think.
Mm-hmm. You don't quite
and it also washes away, it washes away that horrible dry carbody aftertaste. Like the intrinsic flavor is not improved.
I think it is improved by there being less of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to come down too hard on this in our first reboot episode where everything's radical and cool.
Yeah, I want to keep it extreme.
I want to keep it extreme,
but and totally cowabunga as well.
Yeah, this costume's so hot.
Because, you know, in the Oreo episode, Oreo, a cookie, quite a different cookie. But with that American heritage, they were all about dunking in milk. So I looked into the Maryland and they're like, are they suggesting dunking milk? And in the research I did, I just went on the Maryland biscuit page. It's they're saying like, no, these are meant for dunking in a hot drink.
So yeah, this is kind of this is the ideal environment for the Maryland cookie to presumably thrive in, which it doesn't.
I just don't accept it because right now I feel like in a situation where to make it passable, I got to dunk it, and I don't accept that I should have to dunk something for it to be palatable.
Yeah.
In 2017, that's not acceptable. Maybe if this was 1917, fine, because everything else was bad, and I'd accept that this was bad as well. Okay, yeah, things are pretty bad now, but I feel like we've reached a level of progress where we should expect a biscuit to taste okay without being dunked.
It's all about the sort of the brand of it, I feel like. It's hiding behind that kind of like, again, that big kind of font and that the fact that it's a cookie, not a biscuit. It's kind of like leaning heavily on sort of, is there a word for when people are kind of like into America?
Americophile. I don't know, because yeah, cause people are into sort of British English stuff. It's Anglophile. What would be from America? Eagle.
I guess it's never come up.
No one's ever been that into America, I guess.
I mean, I guess this is like a discussion for later on, but like I'm just trying to wrap my head around like who eats these? What kind of creature eats Maryland cookies? Do you know what I mean? Like going with kind of their marketing and their packaging and all this kind of stuff and their sort of brand identity, I assume that the only people that eat them are people that have been tricked into eating them.
Yeah.
Who've sort of seen the packet and been like, cookies.
Yeah, yeah. You ready to write for this section?
No, I want to be very careful about this in an extreme way.
Okay, yeah, extremely careful. Is that right? No.
Yeah, yeah.
Careful sort of, in the extreme? No. Extreme care? No.
I don't, you know.
Don't be a Debbie Downer, David.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be a puddle glum.
A what?
A puddle glum.
Okay.
But it's not.
I have no idea what it's on about.
It is improved. It's better.
Mm.
Because you can't taste it as much.
Yeah.
Which, that's the nicest thing I can say about it. I think I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay, then.
So it is better, but just barely.
Okay, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer either. No. I want to be Extreme Eric. But this cookie is, once again, just done everything it can to just diminish my goodwill towards it that it had. This is like the best. If you're a biscuit, this is the episode you want to be on, because this is the reboot. This is when we've kind of got some optimism.
Yeah,
you're right. It does improve it, but it's like it makes it less bad, you know, which isn't quite the same as making it better. I suppose it is in relative terms, but you know what I'm getting at. And the only analogy I've been able to think is if, you know, you had fallen over and you got some massive gash on your arm,
mm-hmm.
and there was like mud and grit and dirt and everything just like kind of in the wound, and then you wash it off and it's like, okay, yeah, that's better. But I've still got a massive graze on my arm. It's just like I don't have like all this other shit on it. And that's what it's like with dunking. It's like it washes away some of the horrible, horrible, dry, dusty cardboard biscuit. And get, you know, so you can taste a bit more of the chocolate chip, but I don't feel like I'm any better off than I was before
you
I dunked
still
it.
Have a flesh wound.
I still have the flesh wound. I still have to eat this bullshit cookie.
Yeah.
God, I really fucking hate this biscuit right now. I'm giving it a 1.5. I'm giving it another
1.5.
Oh, I'm not going to go 1 because, again, it's still got the chocolate chips, which I think if it caught me in a bad mood, because this is me in a good mood, but if it caught me in a bad mood, I would not be giving it a pass for those chocolate chips. It's getting half a point for that.
Yeah.
It's such a bad mood. Okay, so usually we just kind of go through reviews here where we go on Amazon and see how other people have rated the biscuits, mm-hmm. see how it compares to ours.
Maybe. Love that. Probably my favorite part of the show, actually.
Ooh, well, this week we're going to go extreme and not really do it.
Okay.
Because I guess because it's such a shit biscuit, there are hardly any interesting reviews about it. So what I have done, though, instead, we haven't done this before, we're going to look at the social media activity the extreme corporate social media mm-hmm. channels of Maryland Cookies, owned by Burton Biscuits.
This is very exciting.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, I went on their Twitter. Kind of interesting because they're like just tweeting out recipes for cookies, which have got nothing to do with Maryland, which suggests there's a bit of a self-esteem problem. Like guys, like, you know, these cookies look pretty good. I'd like to try these biscuits.
Are they definitely not like Maryland?
No, I thought maybe the recipe was like, you know, grind up some Maryland cookies, but look at the recipe. There's nothing in there. And they just tweet out saying, cookie dough cheesecake bars, you say? Have to say, these look amazing, at baking addiction.
So Maryland's like, oh yeah, those look pretty good. Yep. Yeah. You know, we make cookies as well if you're...
We make cookies as well, but like, they're nothing special.
They're
really.
Probably not as good as those ones.
But, yeah, great job, baking addiction. But obviously, if you want to find, you know, the essence of corporate social media, you need to go on Facebook to find that true middle of the road content, you know? So it goes to the usual thing where it's just like they're on there, they're like, we've got to have Maryland cookies on Facebook, but they've got no idea what the fuck to do once they're there. So it's just like a massive kind of messages and like what they're promoting and what they're putting out. You know, they got like some groundbreaking content like Hands Up If You Like the Weekend.
Oh my god.
to take advantage of the well-known hands up button on Facebook. And then later on, they weren't a bit creative, and they were like, I've heard about this thing about going viral. So how's about we try and like start our own thing, start a little bit of a meme. So they tried to push this thing called Do You Dip or Dunk, which later became Dip, Don't Dunk. But they never explain what the difference is. So I'm like, I'm guessing it's some kind of timing thing or something, but without any explanation. So then, of course, you know, the other social media mainstay, they've gone with a motivational angle, which is a bit weird. And they just did a post, which was 80% of success is showing up. The world is run by those who show up. The fuck has that got to do with cookies?
Again, it's like, well, they're here. Yeah. You can buy them. They're available in stores. What more do you want from us? Yeah. That's 80% of success. Well, maybe what the other 20% is like actually crafting a biscuit that is in any way edible.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if perhaps they didn't believe this kind of bullshit, they would have made something which wouldn't even need social media because people would be happy to talk about it organically, you know?
Yeah.
This is, a lot of it just kind of like that standard corporate social media shit which doesn't add anything to the sum of human existence. But there's a period, I think it's like 2016, it's from where it's kind of went a little bit weird. So first note says, post says, happiness is dipping a Maryland cookie in a cuppa. I'm like, okay, I'd say happiness is stretching it. making it just about edible is dipping a Maryland cookie in a cuppa.
Yeah.
So then they kind of like, you know, push a little slightly different direction. They go down like the lame sign you see outside a shit bar. So this one was like, are you happy? Yes. Eat a cookie. No. Eat a cookie.
Oh, that right, kind of thing. No, I get it, yeah.
But then that's kind of like an interesting thing. Like, are you happy? No. Eat cookies. It's kind of like starting to...
are you happy? Yes. Eat cookies. It makes no difference either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely has no impact whatsoever.
Funny you should say that, because this is where it starts to get changed and things start to get a little bit existential and a little bit nihilistic.
Okay.
So they posted an image that says, warning, going to sleep on Sunday will cause Monday. Oh, no. But please note that staying awake all night does not prevent Monday. There is no cure. So it's like you're starting to get a little bit staring into the abyss now, you know? It's like whatever, you know, you're just a pinball in this cruel machine that we call life being bounced around and flipped around and going on dizzying spells, okay? So that's kind of, you know, it's an interesting angle, but now it starts to go like a bit more downbeat, like, a cookie a day, keep the sadness away. And I've read that verbatim. Okay. That was a cookie a day, keep the sadness away. It's like, okay.
So fucking miserable.
I know. It's not like a cookie a day cheers you up. A cookie a day keeps the sadness away. Like the baseline is sadness.
It's like, and you're just doing anything you can to just keep it at bay.
Yeah.
Just keep it back.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. It's like it's like an unstoppable force. It's just this wave. And you're just like, a cookie a day. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah. And also, it's much harder to be sad while eating Maryland cookies.
Why is the baseline sadness?
I don't know. I don't know where this has come from. This is all like... This is all like November, December 2016. No, it doesn't end there.
Okay.
So it kind of starts to go full depressive now. It gets starts to get a bit dark. Coffee makes it possible to get out of bed, and Maryland cookies makes it worthwhile. It's like, A, it's tough to get out of bed in the morning because there's nothing worth living for. But don't forget, David, it's much harder to be sad while eating Maryland cookies.
Which is kind of a mantra that you repeat to yourself as you're eating the cookies.
And there's another one, which is... I think this one might be the most sad and slightly unhinged one of the lot. If a cookie a day keeps the sadness away, what about a whole packet of cookies a day? And that's got the crying laughing emoji with it. It's like full mania now.
I'm kind of coming round to Maryland a little bit here. I have quite a lot of respect for a cookie company that insists that in order to be happy, you should eat an entire packet of cookies every day.
Yeah. But then this is one from, well, April Fool's, obviously. Today is April Fool's Day. Believe nothing and trust no one, just like any other day. Which I think is very much of the zeitgeist, because I can imagine some teenager who either has like a Pepe Frog avatar or maybe the Joker avatar and thinks that films with like reboots with an all-female cast are like an existential threat to Western civilization. They would post that kind of thing. So I feel like Maryland Cookies has identified their demographic. Now they're going after that, which is a bold move, you know, risky, I'd say. But
I'm looking forward to like future alt-right Maryland posts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have got a kind of like a Donald Trump "Make America Great Again" cap red. I'd say it's
that's true.
Similar
yeah.
kind of red. Yeah. yeah. So yeah, shit. Maybe we've uncovered something here. You heard it here first, folks. Maryland is an alt-right cookie.
Don't sue us.
Don't sue us, please don't sue. This is all for the purposes of satire.
We're actually big fans of Maryland.
Big fans, yeah. Everything we said so far was just to get laughs, please don't sue.
Just cut all this.
Okay then, well, on to the final round then, which is to judge the biscuitness of the Maryland. Yeah. What is it all about?
I'm going to take another bite, actually, just to sort of...
Oh, mate, you don't have to do this to yourself, really. I mean, I appreciate, the listeners appreciate all that you do for this show. Please don't do anything reckless.
I feel like I have to. It's been a while. We've been chatting for a while. And I know I'm not going to enjoy this, okay, but then. It's for the good of the show, you know, because I take this very seriously.
This is tough to watch.
No, it's as bad as I remember.
For me, right now, unless you can talk me out of it, it's going to get a pretty low biscuit score. The Oreo got a low biscuit in this score because we said it wasn't part of British culture and British tradition.
Yeah.
And we can only judge things on that basis because that's what our background is. Mm-hmm. But we said it was a good biscuit. This, I feel, while it's a British biscuit, it's not part of our cultural tradition either. It's like a pale imitation of American culture. But I think we're advanced enough and sophisticated enough to recognize it.
But here's the thing, isn't it a part of being British to imitate Americans?
What are you on about, dude? Shit, fuck. Come talk me around here. God damn it.
The thing that annoys me is how it presents itself as being this cool, snazzy thing.
Right? Yeah.
It's misdirection. It's trying to be like, hey, look at us. We're cool and rad and different now kind of thing. But actually, it's the same old, stupid, empty shit that it's always been.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, like, it doesn't matter how hard it tries to kind of, like, hide that fact.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be found out eventually.
I mean, you asked a question earlier, like, who eats Maryland cookies?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's people who don't know much about the world. And I don't mean that like in a snobbish way.
Okay. How else do you mean it then?
Wait a minute, I gotta find my shovel to dig my way out of this hole. But I guess like people who, you know, they just haven't had the opportunity to kind of, you know, experience what a good cookie can be. So they have these thinking that they're getting a slice of America, a slice of the free world, a slice of cookie perfection, yeah. But they're not. It's not their fault that they don't know any better, because our country is just obsessed with, I know, not having good food and not having good snacks.
It's, yeah.
It's just like the same fucking thing week after week, isn't it, David? There's something else in this biscuit. I feel like it's making me question something quite fundamental about the show.
Okay.
Because think about like why they're so kind of just dry and crunchy, okay? Which isn't what I think of a cookie anyway. So like, why have they made them like this? Why would you make them like that, you know? Because it's bad. It's because to make it a better dunker. And why have they made it a better dunker? To make it more British. So they've made this bad cookie in order to satisfy our dunking culture. And I think that's maybe where the problem is lying with some of these biscuits. Do you think about the better dunkers we've had, like the digestive, the hobnob, wasn't it? The Bourbon, these are all good dunkers, but bad on their own. Whereas the other way, the Oreo, the Leibniz,
I think
they were great biscuits. But
it's really hot in this costume. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, I'm It's hard to think. It's so
hot.
I used to think
that for a biscuit to be good, it had to dunk well. But now I'm thinking it's actually not that. Biscuits which dunk well are bad. Just look at the evidence,
no,
David.
No, hold on a minute. Don't let Maryland just tear this show apart. Okay, we've got rules. We've got principles. You know, principles that, you know, we put quite a lot of time and effort into upholding. And, like, we've got a lot of stakes in this, Dave.
I know. I'm not saying let's get rid of dunking. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's have a conversation about it. Let's have a national conversation about it, okay? And then maybe have a referendum.
No.
And then maybe just commit national Harry Kerry. Okay then. So can you give it a biscuit score? Can you kind of like pull your mind together for like a minute just to think of a number between 1 and 5?
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. I'm going to give it straight down the middle, 2.5, 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay then. Well, in summary, David,
6.5
out of 15. And for me, it's 5.5 out of 15.
Those are some pretty extreme scores, Dave.
Yeah, they're extreme, David. I was hoping they were going to be extremely high, but it's not to be.
No.
They are certainly extreme, though.
If there's one thing we can agree on, it's that this show has been very extreme.
This might shorten the lifespan of the show, because I'm not sure how long we can sustain this for.
And us.
Well, it was kind of like the same thing, you know.
Are our lives now intrinsically linked to this show? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, didn't you read the thing I sent you?
I skim read it. Now I'm realizing that may have been a mistake on my part.
Yes, I already signed it though, so never mind. But yeah, Maryland cookies, just like shit. Don't buy them.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I'll eat to that.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. You can also check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
If you want even more extreme content, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, Bite Size, which is a weekly companion podcast to this one, and usually ends up being about half an hour of new stuff. Also, we're on Twitter at IWGBRP.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next time when we'll be reviewing Pink Wafers with a special guest. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week. To the extreme!
's Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.